This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine standing on the side of a really dizzy highway, just holding a stack of VIP invitations to this highly exclusive networking event.
Oh man, that sounds like a terrible strategy.
Right, because I mean, every single handshake at this event could mean a massive new contract for your business.
Absolutely.
But instead of, you know, walking into a boardroom to actually hand these out to the right executives, you're just standing there throwing these gold leaf invitations at passing cars.
Just hoping the wind blows one right into the lap of a CEO.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is essentially what traditional digital advertising feels like for a lot of businesses right now.
Yeah, it really does.
So to figure out how to stop this bleed, we're doing a deep dive today into a guide from Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Right, written by their director of client services, Joe Medico.
Yes, exactly. And the mission for today's deep dive is to explore how businesses in 2026 can finally stop wasting their money on random traffic and bot clicks.
Yeah, by using what the source calls an ads audience targeting build.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because that highway analogy, that is where an astonishing amount of marketing budget is just quietly dying.
It really is. It paints a perfectly clear picture of the inefficiency. And, you know, if you're joining us today, I want you to reconsider how you visualize digital growth entirely.
Okay, how so?
Well, we aren't in a traditional dusty marketing agency office right now. I want you to picture the space we're virtually sitting in as a sleek, high-tech command center.
Oh, I like that. So no static pie charts on a whiteboard.
Exactly. Instead of static charts, there are flowing real-time data streams. It's quiet and it's completely controlled.
That's a huge shift from the usual chaos.
Right. And that's the fundamental shift Double Dome is arguing for here, moving away from the guesswork of hoping the right person sees an ad and moving into actual system scale.
Because the goal for any business leader isn't just generating like abstract traffic, right?
Exactly. Traffic is largely meaningless if it doesn't convert into revenue. The ultimate goal is engineering a dashboard that provides absolute clarity.
You want to look at a screen and just know, I spent X dollars and I made Y dollars.
Yeah, no fluff, no vanity metrics about impressions or how many people casually scrolled past a banner.
Right, because if you're managing a marketing budget, say you've got $15,000 a month to deploy, which is the specific example the Double Dome guide brings up, You don't have the patience for a report that just says your ad was seen.
No, you need those dollars to reach actual human decision makers.
But to understand how this high-tech command center solution actually works, I think we first have to establish why the legacy way of doing things is completely breaking down in the 2026 landscape.
Yeah. And that legacy method is keyword targeting.
Right.
The old model was almost entirely dependent on keywords. And the guide makes a really strong case for why that mechanism is failing.
The guide gives a very specific example here, which is a company relying on a search phrase like commercial logistics. Now, I'm going to push back on this premise for a second.
Okay, let's hear it.
If I run a logistics company and my entire business model revolves around commercial logistics, and someone goes into a search engine and literally types the words commercial logistics, shouldn't I be bidding aggressively on that?
I mean, it sounds perfectly logical.
Right. That sounds like the exact person I want to talk to. Why does the guide frame that as a negative?
Well, it makes sense until you look at the mechanics of the auction. This raises an important question, which is, who is actually sitting behind the keyboard?
Okay, yeah.
You see, the reality check from the source material is that a search term, just by itself, is a blunt instrument.
For a blunt instrument?
Yeah. When you bid on the phrase commercial logistics using legacy targeting, you aren't bidding on a client, you're bidding on a string of text.
Oh, I see. The search engine doesn't inherently care who types it.
Exactly. And who types that string of text? I mean, it might be the CEO of a mid-market firm looking to sign a multi-million-dollar shipping contract.
Sure. Best case scenario.
But it could just as easily be a low-level clerk trying to locate a missing tracking number. Or, you know, even worse for your ad spend, it could be a 19-year-old college student writing a term paper on supply chain management.
Oh, wow. I hadn't even considered the college student angle.
Yeah, they need a quick definition.
So they click your ad, they read your homepage to cite a source for their homework, they bounce off the site, and you just paid like $50 for that single click.
Exactly. The underlying mechanism of legacy keyword targeting focuses entirely on what the user typed. It's completely divorced from context.
Which creates an environment of incredibly high noise and mixed intent.
Right. You're throwing your VIP invitation at a passing car just because it has a logistics bumper sticker, completely ignoring the fact that the driver is a teenager.
That is such a good way to put it. You're bleeding critical ad spend on non-buyers. Because the keyword alone just cannot differentiate between research, curiosity, and actual commercial intent.
Yeah, so if bidding on the keyword logistics just buys you a click from a student, the system is fundamentally broken.
We can't use keywords to filter for intent, especially if you're the one held accountable for that $15,000 a month budget. You don't want to rent growth by constantly paying for meaningless clicks.
No, you want the CEO of that mid-market firm.
So what is Double Dome's alternative mechanism for actually filtering out the students and finding the decision maker?
The core philosophy shift Double Dome proposes is qualifying the person before the bid is even placed.
Okay, before the bid.
Yeah, they argue for replacing the blunt keyword with what they call a B2B audience architecture.
B2B audience architecture.
Right. And it's not a single setting you toggle on. It is a meticulously constructed series of data layers just stacked on top of each other to narrow the field.
Okay, let's dig into how these layers mechanically function, because here's where it gets really interesting.
It does.
The first of the three targeting layers they outline is called custom intent.
Yep, layer one.
According to the guide, you can tell the system to target people who have recently visited your direct competitors' websites.
That's right.
When I got to this section, I had to read it twice. I mean, the idea that you can explicitly target people who are currently browsing your rival's digital property seems like a surprisingly aggressive tactic.
It's definitely aggressive.
Is that even allowed? Like, how does that work without violating privacy or some kind of digital trespassing rule?
I get why you'd ask that, but it's entirely permissible because of how the targeting actually functions under the hood. You aren't hacking into your competitor's server or tracking their specific users in a one-to-one manner.
Okay, so how does it work?
Layer one, custom intent, utilizes URL proxy targeting. You're giving Google's AI a list of your competitors' web addresses and essentially saying, find me people whose broader browsing behavior strongly resembles the users who frequently visit these specific URLs.
Oh, so the AI is looking at the patterns.
Exactly. By doing this, you are bypassing the generic search bar entirely. You aren't waiting for someone to type logistics.
You're targeting an audience that has already demonstrated active, specific interest in the exact solutions your competitors offer.
Yes. You're filtering out the college student right out of the gate.
Right, because the student isn't deep diving into the pricing pages of five different regional logistics competitors.
That is the mechanical advantage right there. The intent is pre-qualified, but the architecture requires stacking because just visiting a competitor site isn't enough to guarantee a purchase.
Which brings us to layer two.
Exactly. Layer two utilizes in-market segments. This is where the machine learning aspect really takes over.
Right.
Google processes billions of subtle signals across its ecosystem daily. It isn't just looking at one search. It's looking at search velocity, the specific types of articles a user reads, the apps they have installed, and how much dwell time they spend on industry-specific content.
So it's synthesizing all those data points to figure out the context.
Exactly.
It actually knows the difference between someone who casually reads an article about supply chain issues once a month and someone who is suddenly spending 3 hours a day comparing logistics software.
Mechanically, it maps a behavioral trajectory. By layering in-market segments over your campaigns, Double Dome's framework instructs the system to prioritize your ads specifically for users whose real-time data trajectory indicates they're in the active evaluation phase of a buying cycle.
It confirms they have their wallet out, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, I have to challenge this point, though.
Okay, go ahead.
If Google's algorithm is smart enough to know a specific user is in the active evaluation phase, doesn't every other confident logistics company know that too?
Ah, I see where you're going.
If we just use layer one and layer two, aren't we just jumping from a crowded keyword auction directly into a crowded in-market auction? We're still competing against everyone else who checked that box.
That is an excellent point. And if the architecture stopped at layer two, you would be absolutely right. You'd still be dealing with a relatively broad, highly contested pool.
So how do we escape that?
That is why layer three is the critical differentiator in Double Dome strategy. Layer three is called Customer Match, and it relies entirely on your own proprietary data to pull you out of the generic auction.
Okay, so this is where we bring in the CRM data, the customer relationship management data.
Exactly.
The guide states you take your existing lists, you know, your best historical clients, and you feed them into the system. But again, how does that work mechanically? Google isn't just calling up the people on my list, right?
No. What's fascinating here is the data modeling process. Google doesn't just read the names and emails on your list and market to them.
Right.
First, the CRM data you upload is hashed, which means it's mathematically scrambled into a secure, anonymized code to protect privacy.
Okay, that makes sense.
Google then matches those hashed codes to its own logged-in user base. And once it finds those specific individuals in its ecosystem, the AI doesn't just stop there. It uses them as a baseline template.
So it's basically mapping out the DNA of your best clients.
Exactly. The algorithm maps out thousands of data points surrounding those matched users.
Like what kind of data points?
Well, what specific enterprise software are they using? What niche industry publications do they read? What is the size of the company they work for?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it builds a highly complex, multidimensional avatar of your ideal buyer. Then the AI goes out into the broader digital world to find similar segments.
Similar segments.
Right. Essentially behavioral clones of your best clients who share those exact same thousands of obscure data points.
That is wild. And you know, one detail in the source material really jumped out at me regarding this layer 3 data feed.
What was that?
DoubleDome insists that you shouldn't just feed the AI your winning clients. You need to feed it your lost leads too.
Yes, that's a crucial part.
On the surface, giving an algorithm a list of people who ultimately said no to your business seems totally counterproductive.
I mean, it seems counterintuitive until you analyze the data profile of a lost lead. Think about the mechanics of a sales pipeline. A qualified lead who made it all the way to the final presentation phase but ultimately chose a competitor, they still possess the exact behavioral and demographic profile of the person you want to talk to.
Oh, right. They're still the mid-market CEO. They still have the budget.
Exactly. The fact that they went with someone else last year doesn't change their underlying data avatar.
That makes total sense.
The AI needs a robust, high-fidelity sample size to build an accurate lookalike model. By including qualified lost leads, you provide the machine with a much richer data set of what a decision maker in your space actually looks like on paper.
So when we stack these three layers mechanically, layer one restricts the audience to people visiting competitor URLs.
Right.
Layer two restricts it further to people actively demonstrating buying behavior.
Yes.
And then layer three restricts it even further, telling the system to only bid on users who mathematically mirror your historical CRM data.
Exactly. According to this framework, you aren't bidding on text anymore. You are bidding on a highly specific human profile.
You're instructing the AI exactly who your preferred answer client is, completely removing the guesswork of the traditional auction.
Spot on.
All right, so we've explored how this intricate three-layered B2B architecture is constructed. We have our high-tech command center fully operational.
Everything is humming along.
Right. But let's shift gears and look at the macro environment of 2026. The DoubleDome guide addresses two massive, really frustrating technical hurdles that every business leader is dealing with right now.
Yeah. Bots and AI search.
Exactly. Non-human bot traffic and the rise of AI-driven search engines. Let's tackle the bots first. If I have a $15,000 budget, how does this specific audience architecture actually protect my money from malicious bot scripts that are just crawling the web and clicking ads to drain competitor budgets?
Well, the protection is a natural byproduct of the filtering mechanisms we just discussed. Let's look at how a bot actually behaves. Bots are automated scripts. They're designed to scrape data, click links, and simulate basic engagement. But they operate on relatively blunt, repetitive behavioral patterns. They don't have complex, multi-year digital histories.
Right, they haven't spent 5 years reading niche logistics publications and evaluating enterprise software.
Precisely. Because the Layer 3 customer match architecture explicitly instructs the AI to look for users who match the deeply complex, multidimensional behavior of real, verified human buyers from your CRM.
So a bot simply cannot pass the filter.
Right. The algorithm is looking for a needle in a haystack, a very specific human trajectory. The blunt, repetitive behavior of a click farm script doesn't look anything like the hashed CRM profile of a mid-market CEO.
Wow. So the system mechanically ignores the bot traffic because it fails to meet the strict behavioral criteria of the audience build.
Exactly. The filter is so demanding about human complexity that it naturally rejects the artificial simplicity of a bot.
That makes a lot of sense. But what about the second hurdle?
The AI search problem.
Yeah. The source material points out a stark reality regarding search engines in 2026. Being ranked number one in traditional SEO just doesn't carry the same weight anymore. If an AI bot, like ChatGPT or Gemini, simply reads the internet and answers the customer's question directly.
It's a huge shift.
The user gets the answer right there in the chat interface, and your website is entirely bypassed. It's the zero-click search problem. So how does an ad strategy solve an organic AI search problem?
This is perhaps the most critical insight in the guide, and it requires understanding how modern AI engines actually categorize information.
Okay, lay it on me.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, Google and all major large language models don't just see the internet as a massive filing cabinet of web pages anymore. They process the internet through an entity graph.
An entity graph. So they're categorizing concepts, not just words.
They're categorizing known, trusted concepts, businesses, and authorities as distinct entities. Now, consider the mechanism of the ads audience targeting build. Because of the strict three-layer filter, you're exclusively showing your ads to highly qualified, verified human decision makers.
Right.
When those specific people click your ad, they don't behave like a teenager writing a term paper who bounces off the site after 3 seconds.
No, because they're real buyers.
Right. These qualified buyers stay on your site, they read the white papers, they fill out the contact forms, they convert.
Because the audience was perfectly curated before the click even happened?
Yes. And here is where DoubleDome asserts the feedback loop occurs. When your ad consistently generates deep engagement and conversions from high authority, verified human users, it sends a massive, undeniable behavioral signal back to the search engine's broader entity graph.
Oh, I see.
The AI observes this interaction. It sees that when highly qualified logistics buyers interact with your digital property, they're satisfied with the result.
So according to DoubleDome's framework, you're essentially training the algorithm. You're feeding the AI a consistent diet of high-quality human interactions, which forces the AI to categorize your business not just as a paying advertiser, but as a trusted, authoritative entity in that specific space.
Their argument is that authority is no longer just built by having the right keywords on your webpage. It's built by proving to the machine that real, verified buyers trust you.
Right.
Once the entity graph categorizes your business as a high-confidence solution, how does that AI respond when a user goes into a chat interface and asks a complex question about commercial logistics?
It doesn't just randomly scrape the web anymore.
Exactly. It pulls from its trusted entities. It cites your business as the authoritative choice. By running highly targeted ad conversions, DoubleDome claims you can effectively bypass the traditional SEO rat race and establish yourself as the AI's preferred answer.
Man, so what does this all mean for you, the listener? If we synthesize everything we've pulled from Joe Medico's guide at DoubleDome, the core transformation is clear.
It really is a paradigm shift.
We are fundamentally moving from the legacy era of guessing what people type to a high-precision era of knowing who they are and how they behave before we ever spend a single dollar.
Right. The argument here is that you don't need more traffic. Broad traffic is largely cheap, noisy, and inefficient.
What you need is a growth engine that mechanically filters out the noise, ensuring that your budget reaches human decision makers.
Exactly. And DoubleDome's philosophy is that by building this technical backbone, this three-layered audience architecture, you can stop playing a guessing game in an expensive keyword auction.
You can protect yourself from bots, train the AI to view you as an authority, and get back to focusing on the human work of closing the actual deals.
It's a really compelling framework for letting the technology handle the heavy lifting of qualification.
Absolutely.
But before we wrap up today's analysis, I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over. Something that builds directly on the mechanics we've discussed, but requires a bit of strategic caution.
Oh, I always appreciate a layer of critical thinking at the end. Let's hear it.
Well, we talked extensively about layer three. The mechanism of feeding your past CRM data, your best clients, and your lost leads into the AI so it can model those similar segments.
Right, the lookalike audiences.
The guide heavily relies on this to find those audiences. But consider this scenario. What if your business is actively trying to pivot?
Oh, interesting.
What if the market has shifted and the enterprise-level service you want to sell tomorrow is vastly different from the mid-market product you sold yesterday?
Oh, wow. I see where you're going.
If the AI is meticulously trained to find exact behavioral clones of the people you used to work with, could your own historical data actually become the biggest obstacle to your future evolution?
That is a phenomenal point. If you feed the machine data from the past 5 years, it's going to rigorously hunt for clients who fit a five-year-old mold.
Exactly. You could accidentally trap yourself in your own past success because the algorithm is simply doing exactly what you told it to do based on historical data.
It's a critical strategic vulnerability. If you're changing direction, your past successes might anchor the AI to an obsolete version of your company.
Yeah, it highlights the fact that you cannot simply set this architecture and walk away. You have to actively manage the data you feed the machine, especially if your business is evolving.
It's something deeply important to think about
before
you just hand over the keys to any algorithm.
Absolutely.
You have to make sure the data you're feeding it represents where you are going, not just where you've been.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive today. We hope this breakdown gives you a much clearer understanding of the mechanisms driving digital growth in 2026.
Keep questioning the data and keep exploring how these systems actually work under the hood.
And whatever you do, please stop standing on the highway throwing VIP invitations at passing cars.
Yes, please stop doing that.
Find a better way to get into the boardroom. Until next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.